This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is coming up later in the month locally, a fascinating opportunity. It's called In a Landscape, Classical Music in the Wild, Mildred Knight Memorial Park in the Oakland area. And classical pianist Hunter Nowak is on with us. Nowak, Hunter, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So this, you know, has been going on for a while. I know I've talked to somebody along the way. Maybe it was you about it last year. But this is quite the unique situation. Tell us what the idea has been.
So the idea is we bring a 9-foot Steinway grand piano to inspiring landscapes in the West. And we give classical music concerts. But we give the audience wireless headphones so that the music is more of a soundtrack to people's experience in the landscape. They can bring a picnic and blanket and chairs and then choose either to, you know, sit right near the piano or come under the piano or spend the 90 minutes exploring the landscape.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. How long have you been doing these?
This is our 11th season. We do about 50 shows every summer.
And how did this idea, how did it all come to fruition?
It's really a kind of a combination of the two things I love most, which is being outside. I grew up in Central Oregon, you know, hunting, fishing, backpacking, kayaking, spending as much time as I could outside, but was trained as a classical pianist. And so when I graduated from school in London at a conservatory, I moved back to Oregon and just fell in love with being outside again. And so we basically, we, you know, figured out a way to bring this 9-foot Steinway. It's the same model of Steinway that's in Carnegie Hall and in most major halls around the world. This instrument was given to us by Jordan Schnitzer, a philanthropist here in Oregon. And so we cart it around on a trailer that transforms into a stage so we can bring it to the tops of mountains, middle of deserts. And basically set up. And I, you know, it's a little bit different than a normal classical concert. I talk between each piece and I'll kind of give a little bit of context, you know, stories about the music. Some pieces, for example, are especially good for wandering, or if we're by, you know, a little creek, I'll play a piece by Debussy called Reflections in the Water so people can listen to the music and kind of hear what Debussy was doing visually. Other pieces are, I invite people up onto the stage to listen to the music from right underneath the piano and put their hands on it. So it's a little bit more of an immersive kind of show than your standard kind of sit down and watch.
What led to you becoming a classical pianist?
My mother ran the Center River Music Festival in Central Oregon, and I just, you know, they would often have winners of the Van Cliburn competition, which is one of this country's kind of best competition for pianists. And so these, the Van Cliburn winners would come to our little town of Sun River and play with Lawrence Layton Smith and the incredible musicians of the Sun River Music Festival, and those were kind of our heroes. They were my heroes, and I realized that, you know, you could actually have a career as a pianist. And so I was maybe better at visual art or even playing the oboe, but I really loved piano, and so that's so I stuck with it. Went to Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan for high school, then San Francisco Conservatory and University of Southern California before moving to London to go to Guildhall School of Music and Drama.
Wow. And besides these outdoor concerts, do you play other venues the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'll, you know, occasionally play a concerto with an orchestra or recital or chamber music, but this is pretty much my main gig. And when, you know, we're on tour basically from May through October, we play as far south as Joshua Tree National Park and Los Angeles this September. We also go up to Banff, Canada, and as far east as Jackson, Wyoming. So we're pretty much on the road for the summertime, and then the wintertime, I'm scouting, learning new repertoire, and kind of planning the next season's program.
Now, I'm kind of a logistics person from some of the events that I work with. What's the weight of a 9-foot Steinway piano?
It's about 1,000 pounds.
That's kind of what I was thinking, which that means you got to do this just right when you're getting it from point A to B, and it's not as easy as going through a parking lot and into a building.
Yeah, that's true. It usually takes like 3 really strong professional piano movers to move this size of instrument. But what we do is we travel with it on its belly on this flatbed truck or flatbed trailer. And I will tell you, you know, the first time that we tested this kind of way of moving it with some handheld hydraulic lifts to lift it up and down and take the legs on and off. We drove it down a washboard dirt road heading to the Alvord Desert. And I thought, you know, this piano might not make it, because a lot of the piano technicians told us that, that this was a very bad idea, because we perform, we've done concerts in -2 degrees in the winter. We've been, in Shore Acres right on the coast in the middle of a cloud. We've been, then the next day we're out in the desert and it's 100 degrees. And it's hard on the piano, but I am kind of constantly amazed. We've done 385 shows or something like that. And this piano, it was built in 1912. And it's really held up. We call her Maud after one of my favorite films, Harold and Maud. But yeah, she's built kind of like a tank. And we have to do a lot of maintenance, and she gets tuned every time, but before every show. But she really holds up and delivers.
Wow, that is absolutely fascinating. So for the concert in Douglas County, talk about where you'll be playing.
Yeah, we'll be up at Mildred Knipe Historic Park, which was her family's working ranch, and she gave it to Douglas County to be a park in 1983, when she died. And a part of this project is connecting people not just with our public lands but also our working landscapes to show people It's not just, I'll say this project was inspired by the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, which was a government stimulus program during the Great Depression of the 1930s. And they had a federal music and theater project, which presented thousands of free concerts and plays, many of them in public lands. And, since then, it's kind of expanded to include the stewards of our natural resources, including those, who feed us, our ranchers and farmers. And so I like to be in landscapes where basically where the community has invested, whether that's on a private ranch and we're gathering people there, or in a public park or in a national park. They're not just celebrity kind of locations. We have done Yosemite National Park, Joshua Tree, Crater Lake. But Mildred Knipe kind of stood out because of her story and her legacy, and it being a place where people gather to ride horses and picnic and go camping. And it's an incredibly beautiful park with these just kind of rolling oak savanna hills. We'll be kind of by the creek near the old homestead, and it's going to be a really beautiful, beautiful little cozy spot.
Thursday, August 27th, 5 o'clock. How much are tickets? How do people get them?
Tickets are $45, and all of the proceeds benefit the Umpqua Symphony. So you can buy tickets at www.nalandscape.org.
All right, Hunter Nowak, it sounds like a fascinating event, opportunity for people. Thanks for being on to talk about it this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.